Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Raw Podcast. It's been a while. I took a bit of a pause over the holidays and created some new ideas, new guests coming up this year, which I'm super excited about. So welcome back, and I hope you're all doing well and you had a good holiday season and you're just going ahead with 2022. So today I have a guest that I've known for quite some time, and most recently we started swimming a lot together, which I'm loving. So every time, her name is Katrina Rosen, and you may know her if you live in the Bow Valley. She shows up on that pool deck with me with the biggest smile on her face, and I love it because, I mean, how could you not enjoy swimming that day, swimming with someone like that? She puts her head down, and I swear she smiles under the water too, which is just so beautiful. So Katrina is my guest on Raw Podcast, and what an honor. She is quite the woman. In my show notes, I will be adding lots of details, including her book that you can find, and a lot of other details too. Katrina, and what I know about Katrina is that she loves the outdoors. She spends a lot of time out there with her family and her son, and all of the experiences that she has out there with them is incredible. So I definitely suggest that you pick up that book and check that out as well. So today I would like to welcome Katrina, but first is a couple of things. Just want to let you know, I don't think there's any swearing in this podcast today, but just in case, just throw on those headphones if you got some kiddos around, or if you're just out for a walk, then you don't have to worry about that. So enjoy this show today. I know I did. I'd just like to welcome the amazing Katrina Rosen. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Raw Podcast. Today, we have the incredible Katrina Rosen from Canmore, Alberta. She is, right now, she's a swimming buddy of mine. So welcome, Katrina.
Hi. Hello, everyone. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome. Thanks for saying yes to being on this podcast. I'm so excited to interview you.
Oh, absolutely. I'm honored.
So I'm going to dive into the first question, Katrina. So where did it all start for you? Like, as an athlete, an avid biker, a woman that's written a book, a mom, like, where did it all start? How did it come to reality for you? Big question, I know, right?
Oh, that is a huge question. I think that's interesting. I believe being an athlete and being a writer has been a part of me since I was in grade school, actually. And at first, actually, surprisingly, Sarah, it actually started with swimming.
Amazing.
I started swimming twice a week and then five times a week when I was in grade 4, 5, 6, and 7. And I just absolutely love swimming. And I never slept that well as a child. And I was very thankful to grow up in a household with my mom, who never put too much stress on this. Although I had to go into my room on time, she never made me actually fall asleep. She provided me with a flashlight and a journal and books. And I was always just able to write and stay up for as many hours as I needed to. And I've just never needed as much sleep in that way. And so that's really started my writing process. And perhaps throughout writing, you realize what your goals are in life as well. And then, you know, I kind of became an athlete, and swimming evolved into running, which later on in my 20s evolved into a sport called adventure racing. I did adventure race all around the world, in incredible races that generally lasted one week long. And then from that, I spurred off and did off-road triathlon and a few of my own bike packing races, which are quite long distance over multiple days again, where I'm just cycling on my own.
That's incredible. Thanks for sharing that, Katrina. And so I'm curious, I'm just going to dig a little bit deeper, like with your book, like when that came to life, what sparked that? I know there's probably a lot of women listening right now and some people who want to write their own book. So,
If you do, if you have a story to share and get it out there, I definitely encourage anyone to give it a go and share your story with the world. I was very lucky and able to do so. My husband and I traveled for 13 months, and this cycling trip, which ultimately was mostly in Asia, was really a kind of a landing point because our relationship was not doing well. And in fact, the book starts off because I wanted a divorce. And we had been together already at this point for 10 years. And it was basically a last resort, a last effort in order to try to make this, to try to make our marriage work. And we left on a bike trip with absolutely no plans and no idea where we would go. And 13 months later, we ended up at base camp in Everest. We were able to cycle in on the Tibet side at the time. Wow. And throughout the journey, I realized that I did have a story that I wanted to tell and that I wanted to share and hopefully inspire others. But also mostly it was for us in order to kind of keep this in as part of our relationship history. Mm-hmm. And we're lucky enough now to have been together 25 years.
Amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And Katrina, thank you for sharing that, like being brave, like to share that story, you know, and encouraging other people to do the same thing. It's not an easy feat to do, but I've definitely seen your book. It's funny. I think I told you once when I was helping Darren at work one day, I saw your book on a coffee table. I was like, oh, Katrina. So yeah, you're definitely noticed out there. That's for sure.
So, oh, thank you. Well, admittedly, you know, everything takes a lot of bravery, and that in itself to put out in the world definitely took me a number of years to be able to be brave enough to do it. But once I did it, there's absolutely no regrets.
Yeah. And you are one brave woman. I know that. So thanks for that, Katrina. So moving on to the next question, here's another big one for you. What is your story that you hold that's close to your heart? A story that connects you to who you are today as a rad active woman.
Oh, wow. I think that's really interesting. I think one of the keys to being happy is knowing that you just have this power constantly to choose who you want to be and what we want to accept as part of our lives, what we want to let go within our lives, who we want to forgive, what we can forgive of ourselves. Mm-hmm. And for most of us, it's a choice that we're kind of making all of the time. I have one of the quotes that I've been really resonating with lately, and I put it in chalk on my wall quite regularly over the past 5 years. It just says, don't take life too seriously. And it's so small, but to me, it just says so much that, you know, dwell on this for a moment, but ultimately, is this going to be a big deal? Is it worth so much mental energy to dwell on it? So don't take life too seriously. That is something I've held very close.
Yeah. I'd like to just touch on like the forgiveness part there too, that you were talking about, Katrina. Is that something that you learn to do? Is that something that you easily do now? Can you just tell me more about what you, can we dive into that just a little bit?
Sure. What I mean by that, perhaps forgiveness has always come easy for me. I can't remember necessarily working on it in regards to forgiving others. Mm-hmm. I'm not a person that will hold a grudge for very long, or perhaps I have, but as soon as somebody would come and say, I'm sorry, or remotely close to that, I'm like, it's okay, it's all good. I forgive you. But forgiving ourselves, that's a big one. And I think that is something that so many of us have had to work on really hard, and that's okay. But putting in the effort and then ultimately kind of giving yourself that freedom and that kind of clarity is incredible. Yeah. And there are choices that I have made in the past that I did need to forgive myself with. And I'm so happy I did and can move on from that.
Do you feel lighter after doing that too? I bet.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's not carrying so much. How you say that, like forgiving yourself can be the hardest part, you know, you can forgive other people. And, you know, I've been through that as well. I resonate with what you're saying, you know, it's definitely, but it feels lighter. They feel freer, you know? So yeah, beautiful. Thanks for sharing that, Katrina. What is your one wish? If you had one wish for women that are listening right now to us, carrying into their future as a rad active woman, what would that be?
I think to learn about yourself and to take time to learn about yourself, whether that's, you know, an hour a day. I mean, could you imagine the freedom of that? That'd be incredible. But if it is just, you know, an hour a week, but actually take time and just spend it alone and with yourself and getting to know yourself, because then I think you really learn to know what you want in life through that as well. And then what perhaps you can give up and what's taking up too much space in your life. I think, yeah, just giving yourself that gift of time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And is that something that you have had to learn to do yourself? Or is that something that you've done for a long time? Like that's, you know, taking that self time.
You know, I did it in a way I didn't even realize, Sarah. And as you know, I've been injured. But prior to that injury, I would spend so much time alone running. And I didn't realize that in that space of running, that was my alone time. I listened to music, my head was just kind of needed to go where it went to go. I had all these happy endorphins, you know, kind of running through me. And you can think, you know, so much. And that changed for me when I was injured. And I was injured at the same time my book was going to press. So all of a sudden I had lost the ability to be an athlete, which was a massive part of my life. And then the other massive part of my life was my writing. And now that was done. It felt complete. Like I didn't even know where to go with it. So all of a sudden I basically had too much space and too much time at that time that I didn't even know how to fill and what to do with. So I totally had to change how I gave myself that time and learning about myself and what I needed. And how I could recreate that time that I used to spend on my own running, because now all of a sudden I felt a little bit stuck. My perimeters were smaller. So I was more in my house a lot more, you know, with my husband and with my son, who are lovely, but I didn't know how to get away from them.
Yeah.
And so take that time on my own, which I know sounds crazy, but if I couldn't go running, if I couldn't go biking, how did I make sure I took that hour to myself?
I think it's important. I think it's a very valid thing you're talking about, you know? So how are you infusing that into your life now?
Well, I can swim again. Isn't that great?
Thank goodness.
Oh my gosh. Swimming's like a whole nother level. You can't even listen to music. But also, I'm writing. I spend quite a bit of time on my own late in the evenings, probably at that time. And I still keep up with my writing and journal when I can. And for me, that's really what comes out through my writing is kind of those desires that I wish. And also the kind of gratitude in life. I think my son has been struggling a little bit with gratitude or his outwardly showing of gratitude. So he's recently started a gratitude journal. And in the last 6 months, every day I make sure I ask him, you know, what are three great things that happened to you today? And I try to ask that to him now every single day.
I love that.
And he is not allowed to watch an iPad, for example, or TV until he writes in his gratitude journal. And he loves it now. He's really enjoying it. He's 8 years old.
I love that. And
for me, it's like, okay, well, I can actually now see in a different way that he's happy because perhaps he shows his happiness in a different way than I do. But now I can read it and I can, or, you know, with me prompting him, he'll tell me, but he doesn't run in, you know, after a day of school and tell me all the great things that happened just naturally. So,
yeah, no, I think that's beautiful. I know there's a local woman in town here, Lorraine Widmer Carson. I'm pretty sure that's on. She just wrote a book on gratitude.
I'm gonna have to get that.
I should bring it to you. It's got a ton of prompts in there too. You can borrow it if you would like. But I love how you're doing that with your son. And yeah, you just sparked something in me. I think I'm gonna do that for Piper. She would love that. She's got a journal and she draws, but she's so beautiful in her words. And so thank you.
You're welcome. It's never, never too early to start.
Oh goodness, no. So on to the next question. What is one ripple effect that you would create, or is maybe it's something you're already creating, Katrina, for other women in the world?
What if something that I've sparked or created for other women in the world?
Like a ripple effect, or it may be something that just lives inside of you that you haven't started. And if you want to go, not women, if it's both, like the door's open there.
Oh, that's I'm not even sure how to answer this question. I think I've been available for other women. I've seen that also with my book coming out 3 years ago, that how much, I guess, openness I have and space I have for other people and listening to them. I can really kind of see that in how many people kind of reach out to me and open up.
So do you think it's a ripple effect? Like also, like, I don't want to put words into your mouth, but like, is it something through your book that's being created that is influencing other women?
I hope so. I definitely hope so. I mean, for sure. I see that in throughout my Instagram and emails and how many people have reached out to me that I don't know, which has just been like a glorious outcome of something that I never, you know, I never expected. How many people may read the book ultimately. I think if I had known, that would have been even more daunting. Daunting, right? I do run an Adventure Woman program here in the Canadian Rockies, and so my guests come for a week, and it's multi-day and multi activity, and we just have such an incredible time together. And I think my goal throughout that is always to spark change in someone, so whatever that might be. Ultimately, these guests have, you know, decided they want, you know, or desire something because they've actually come on the trip. But then it's my goal personally to take that to another level. And what can they kind of do in their own life and take home for them? And a lot of that has to do with just the appreciation in the space that we are in, the land that we're in, what that land has been used for, who came before us. But everywhere, no matter where we are when we're listening to this, used to be a wild land. And that is something that I really try to have others recognize, no matter where they are in the world.
Katrina, what is the name of the program, the adventure program you're talking
Adventure
about?
Women.
Adventure Women?
Adventure Women, yes.
And do you have one coming up?
I do. I have one at the end of February, and that one's actually full already.
Amazing.
And, thank you. It fills with 15, which is really fantastic. And then I have three this summer, two that run in the summertime, and then one that's going to run in the fall, which I'm really excited about because it's my first fall program. But then we have all the large trees changing, of course. And when you have a seasonal change, I think that's really powerful.
That's amazing. So Katrina, if you want to, we can share this in the show notes of people listening right now that are keen to know more details on that. So,
oh, thank you.
It'd be really cool. So moving on to our last question. So sometimes people find this the hardest, sometimes people don't. But I want you to give a shout out to one rad active woman and why.
Oh yeah. That's awesome. This is so cool. Okay. I am going to shout out to Corinne Enns, who was one of my first coaches back in high school. who just her presence alone, I think, inspired me. Just how strong she was, her ability to kind of manage a group and control a group, and how she did everything without ever yelling at us. I am an athlete who does not want to be yelled at. I have gone through periods of my life where I've paid so much money. Every single penny that I had extra went into my trainer that month. So sometimes that was $800 a month. Sometimes that was $1,200 a month. Like, and this is back when I was working at Taco Time and Sport Check. Like, but I wanted it so bad, but I never wanted to be yelled at. I wanted to be like, good job. You're doing great. You got it.
I love it.
You know, but I can't be yelled at. It's not how I work. And, and she kind of saw that within me. And I believe she knows how much she's influenced me in my life, but I don't know. So I would really love to shout out to her. She was my rugby coach.
Oh, amazing.
Actually, absolutely incredible, incredible human that I've just kind of inspired to emulate.
That's awesome. Well, I'm quite sure she'll hear this. So thanks, Katrina, for giving a shout out. And thank you so much for being on Raw Podcast and just being brave to have a conversation and be amazing. It's an honor to have you on here.
Oh, thank you so much, Sarah.
Thank you, Katrina, for being on Raw Podcast. It was awesome to have you on as a guest and to get to know you a little bit better, and also to hear your stories and all the amazing things that you're doing out in the world. So keep on going, Katrina. You are one incredible woman. I love swimming with you, so I hope we can keep that up, because you're like rocking it in the pool. So keep on going, lady. So thanks again, Katrina, and also everybody that's listening. As I mentioned in the intro, I will absolutely be sharing in my show notes further details around Katrina, how you can reach her, check out her program, and purchase her incredible book as well. So thank you, thank you. If you're loving Raw Podcast, which I know you are, please drop a comment or a rating into Spotify and iTunes. That would be greatly appreciated. Also, I wanted to mention next week I'm dropping my first ever masterclass, and it's called Rise Into Your Raw Self Masterclass. And you're probably like, well, you know what RAW stands for? So Rad Active Women, and that's who it's for. So Rising Into Yourself, and it will be on January 26th. I believe it's at 11 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. All the details will be in my show notes. Then we'll link into my website and you can sign up. And guess what? This is free for you. So hop on live, or if you can't make it to that time, sign up and just let me know and I will send you the recording for this. They'll be sharing some stories of my experience in here, how to rise into your raw self, even more so than you are right now. You know, working through fear, owning your voice more. So those are just a few little gold nuggets that will be included. So if you're interested, don't hesitate. Sign up, drop me a line if you got questions. Thanks, everybody. Next up will be next week, the 9-minute riff from the pool deck. Not sure what I'll be riffing on yet, but you'll find out next week. Have a fabulous rest of your week. Keep on being the amazing person that you are.